Begin the current daven says the bomb is staff chav. At beginning of the days, begin the turns out. At beginning of the gemara, mistab. It's logical. Chiv alav and negative prohibitions. Tavs in the kedushin. That kedushin is typhus. Now, from the wording of the gemara, it sounds like that from yevimtai, we expound that chiv alav and chiv esay. You're going to do chalitza and you're not going to do yibum, which, as Tosfos said previous, the Ramaskal had explained. That's what the gemara was going on. Now, so Tosfos says, it's a wonder. Menolon look mikro b'chiv alav and from where do you know to explain the puzzle of yevimtai. By Torah negative prohibitions, Nuki Kra Bechiva say great. Maybe it's only to Bechiva say itself. And you say the Avak of the Im Yabman, even though there's not going to be Yibum, become Mokum Oil Chalitza, but still there's going to be Chalitza. And that's what the Pasuk comes to tell us, even though generally Kosha in Oilim Oil Chalitza, because keeping the Tavis by Kedushin is a Kedushin is typist by Avachiva Le'avin, but regarding negative prohibitions, maybe does say Bechiva say, which that's something you cannot say by Asay Dech Asay, maybe Asay Dech Lysay, but Yalla Gamli Yibum, and maybe it should also be Yibum. At this point, the Gemara understands, expound from the pasuk of Yevimtai, meaning that there is a Yevam is going to have Chalitza, and it's not going to have Yibum, that we learn less of Yibum lahatza Chalitza, that it's saying two things, to say Yibum is forbidden, and to require Chalitza. Now, obviously, the Chiddush of saying that it's forbidden in Yibum, you need a Bechibel Avin, and to say that it's not going to be a Seidurcha Loisa say. And if that's part and parcel of what the Chiddush is, and if it's to Machib Alavin. Of course, but difficult, says Tyson, because I'm kidding, that's the Kitech, Abba Yalok, Mikro Bechib Akris. Now, how did the Gemara entertain to say that it's going to be talking about when it says maybe the other way, Marisa? How could you have entertained to say to Machib Akris? But Chib Akris itself, you don't need a Pasig Maida from Yibum. So obviously, that the questioner did not think that the Pasig Talmud Maida from Yibum, rather, it's only coming to include for Chalitza. Against it, then you could say it's Tumah only by Chiv Asay. And so says, and well, likely maybe you cannot say, oh, the Gemara is asking, maybe Chiv Akris would also require Chalitza from that Pasig. And to say that this that we're saying that we're excluding from Yibum is unnecessary for Chiv Alavin, and this that we're including Chalitza is both Chiv Alavin and Chiv Akris. And that's what the Gemara answers, no, we learn from him Leachbitz that it's excluding Chiv Akris from Chalitza, says he can't say that. Why? Because the Hakama Basahachi Marisa, the Gemara says after this Marisa, which the Mashma sounds like in the Ibcha, the Gemara is saying, and maybe say the opposite. In other words, the question was, you should say Yevimta is talking about only Chiv Akris, only. And if the truth is that the Gemara thought that he's coming to exclude from Yibam, so how can you have thought that Tumah Chiv Akris, but you don't need a Pasuk might them? That's the question. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara, but two daka kreshotcha b'sevsadim, if someone is a severed organ, or he has crushed testicles, or if he's a Swiss Adam. Is a creator eunuch by human. Pirish, Swiss Adam is lafuk b'dishmaim, that's excluding when do you need chalitza, excluding if his Swiss b'dishmaim was born like that, shalahoy lam shazakosh, he never had a time that he was able to ever have a child, that's actually worse than the Swiss Adam, as we must have later on the fine testament base. Next is master, but then begins the Gemara, and balu kanu, if the brothers did bia to this brother, to the dead, to a daka, then it's kind of, which Chai says, like a namash. The truth is, even initially, that's from the Gemara, like it's obviously from the Gemara later on. Ella, I did not receive a Lashon Devar only because when he's the Yavim, it's after the fact, because like a Tchil not. So that's when the Nekan Amberish Lashon Devar, really, in this halacha, it's even like a Tchil. The Torah says, Biskadishnam, which is a positive commandment, so it's not just a Lois Asay. Chai says, wait a second, I've got the high Asay Namahab Mitzvah, even then the Asay should also be on the other side of the scale too. That means the Mitzvah Yibim also has another Asay Biskadishnam. And therefore, we could try Asay, but even so, ain't try Asay Dechalis Asay Basay, it's not going to help you, because at two Asays is still not Dechalis Asay. And therefore, that was the Gemara's question. Next, says Matha, beginning with Gemara, that if that's the case, you're having all these gezeres, so call nashim lo yisyav, and then all women should not be able to do yim, otu, all these gezeres. Now, Jesus, call any pirch, all these questions, leh parach. That wasn't asking as a simple translation, it sounds like shiaka chum lagam mitzvim, that we wanted a total up mitzvim because of gezeres. Now, the vachim perusha, each one of them was a specific type of a case that we were saying the question on. Let's say the first one, when we said that the paternal brother's wife should not do yim, it means, when he's only his paternal brother. Until he has his brother both from the same father and mother. Why? Because that's similar to the maternal brother where he only shares it from the same mother. So to each Shein Labanim, when we said that if the woman that does not have children should not be able to do Yibam, what does that mean to say? Shein La'achshav, if she doesn't have now, meaning, but she did have when the husband alive, and they died. Then that we should not be able to do Yibam because of a case when she actually still had the children. And when we said that we should even not be able to do it by the wife of the brother that he was around at the same time, means to say, where he came from overseas, where we had a presumption that there was no brothers, that similar to the case of of when he was not around at the same time. And when we said kol nashim l'yisabim, the old women should not do yibum pirush, it means ish shlohay laban me'olam. When we say all women that don't have children, that she never had a child, loy mizav l'machanaf and nesal l'machanaf and any other one, the damid lines, which is similar to that of an ayinless, where we might confuse it, and ayinless not able to. That's why I ask these questions, but it wasn't a global question, a specific type of case. So there's a decree, if we let you be Rishayna, even though I say Dechaleze, but then you might come to Bishnia, and Bishnia is prohibited because no mitzvah say. Now, what bothers Taisis is that the Gemara's conclusion is that after the Gemara retracts from the original Pshat of Yevimtai, the Gemara explaining, like we're going to Divin Aschel, that it's really because of Chiv Alavim, because Gzeir Bishon not to be Rishnia. So the question then is, how do you know Chiv Aseh that Oil Lechalitza? How do you know that you don't darshan like Bechiv Akrisa that not Oilim and not Oil Lechalitza? So it's Taisis Amon and Nasuin, Bechiv Aseh, those cases of a widow from marriage and Chiv Aseh, Nafkal Mevimta, those actually are still learned out from the drush we burned in the beginning of Sugya from Yevimtai. Which that's come to tell us regarding Chiv Aseh, to tell us the Avagav the inner leave Oil Lechalitza, right? For that case, it's telling us Chiv Alavim, no, that's because of the Gzera. But for there, it's actually still learned out from that Pasuk of Yevimtai, since not Oil Lechalitza, that even though it's not Oil Lechalitza, it's going to be Oil Lechalitza. So we said, like in the previous in Maschil, we said that, oh, you can't do Birshneh because of Birshneh, which is not for the mitzvah anymore. Which Taisa actually said, Lav Davka Nakam Birshneh. It's not really precise to say the second beer, because Tafilik Gemar Birshanah. So even the end of the first act of cohabitation is forbidden because the Yibam and Nikkins Bad, oh, the Yibam is already acquired by initial contact, and you don't even need the whole act of beer. And Bahava Maslamim, you could have said, Gzer Otto Gemar Beer, that Gzer is because of the end of the beer. And moreover, the in lahatu don't say it's permitted to be yishniyah. The second beer, the nasa ishtal chodavod mitzvah becomes his wife. All halacha practices. So what he's saying to be yishniyah is going to be problematic. She's not like Yivam anymore. No, the in naske ishta. He says twice. No, she does not become like his wife. Only if she is permitted without overriding any prohibitions. But regarding negative prohibition, even the first act of beer is not permitted. Because you have to come on to an asir dechleise. And the yishniyah was basay. And the second beer, which is not a public memo, leidachid, does not override it. Because Avagav the Perikabal, even though the Gemara in some Alfam and Alfam Matzach Krud does not need a Pazi, when the Kohen Gadol was engaged, and then he was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, meaning he was first a Kohen, he was engaged and to a Grusha, and then became a Kohen Gadol. Where we need a Pazi to say that he's allowed to go out and marry her because now Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry such a meaning when she was a widow. Avol Nasa couldn't in this manner, but if let's say he married her before he became appointed Kohen Gadol, Mashma Zal Krud, it sounds like we don't need to have a Pasig for him to be able to stay with her. Isn't he forbidden to an Amana? Oh, because Sheyochalikai Mishon the Nasa, he's allowed to stay with her because he married her when he was permitted. So why don't you say something over here where it's permitted for him to be Rishayna once it's be Rishayna and it's already wife, so you can maintain it? So they said, no, Hasam Nami, there was Mishon the Behat, but Lishon Tachis is an Asa. He totally was permitted, he was not a Kohen Gadol at that point, so there was no problem for him to marry Amana. And therefore, once he's married, he's allowed to stay with her. But here, even the first bia, it's not permitted. It's a dchia. It's a hutra. It's hutcha. It's like an overriding of the say of the negative prohibition. Bia the mitzvah dach. So bia that's a mitzvah. It overrides la mitzvah. It does not mitzvah. It's not an override, and therefore, it's still forbidden bia shnir. Next is master the beginning of the gemara meisvei from the brayses in the Balukanu. You see that says Rabbah that the reason why is because. You see in the Braisa in Balukanu, so you see it's not true that that you're saying the reason why is because you don't say I say the chalitza say because of you could fulfill it through the chalitza, and if I say it's not the chalitza, no, you see that in Balukanu you see it is the chalitza say, which says the same. It's a wonder because the Rav Gufim Maisa Machbais, the Rav himself had asked previously from the same Braisa. When the Gemara wanted to say that Chiv Alavin, you cannot do even from the biblical drush of Yevimta, and he says, what are you talking about? It says, Mbolokono, obviously, B'Reisa, it is Nefil Yevim, it's not biblically exempted. And now Bahashti tells him, no, he himself is now being refuted from the same B'Reisa, and that he didn't notice that the B'Reisa would be refuting his own interpretation. Taisa finds that interesting.